姐妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主赐下雨水。
Thank God for the rain.
今天的早上的空气特别的新鲜。
And this morning's air is really refreshing.
你有感觉到的举手一下。
Does anybody feel that?
OK.
Awesome.
如果没感觉的可能就是一直没有到室外去的人哈，好像新鲜的空气进来了以后呢，人就 被提起来的感觉哈。
So sometimes when we breathe in fresh air, it feels like our whole body was lifted up.
所以圣灵像风一样，让我们领受的时候，我们也会被提起来。
So it's the same thing as the Holy Spirit enter us. Our spirit will be lifted up too.
让一个人心里面就开阔了，这自由了。
So open up our heart and give us true freedom.
我们今天领这个饼跟杯，我们要思想是天父把他的儿子赐给我们。
So our today's communion, we should everybody should self-examine themselves, and knowing that the Heavenly Father gave us His only Son.
我常常在想，我要吃他，要喝他。
And I often think we eat him and we drink him.
我从他得到满足
and, I'm satisfied.
这个是很大的恩典，因为他不是只有给我个礼物而已。
So this is grace. It's not only a gift.
他把他自己都给我。
He gave us himself.
我想我的妻子她最希望的一件事实上是我把我给她。
So I think my wife, what she wants the most is I gave myself to her.
所以我了解了。
所以
我跟他讲说，我以后就不用再买礼物了，因为我把我自己给你了。
So I told her I don't have to buy your gift anymore because I already gave myself to you.
这是一个很有智慧的想法。
It's a wisdom.
如果天父把他自己最宝贵的给了我们以后，结果我们领受的时候呢，我们要享受他。
So when the Heavenly Father gave us the best, His only Son, when we receive it.We need to learn how to enjoy it.
送礼物，这个是我们中华人的文化里面的一个很有分量的一件事情。
So it's a great portion in our culture is to give gifts to each other.
如果我收到比较不是很重价的礼物呢，我心里压力就很轻松。
So sometimes you feel you're kind of relieved when you receive something that's not very expensive.
但是我如果收到很贵重的礼物的时候就很紧张了。
Sometimes I feel nervous when I receive something that's very precious.
但是天父把他最宝贵最珍贵的礼物送给你的时候，我不知道你是很轻松了还是很紧张。
So I don't know how you feel when you receive the gift from God, His only Son. How do you feel?
我想开始的时候还没有认识这个礼物的价值的时候呢，我们可能是很轻松就收下来了。但是越来越了解这个礼物原来是这么贵的，这么珍贵的，这个时候的压力就开始上来了。
So, as we realize more and more how precious this gift is, we feel pressure.
那如何去面对这么珍贵的礼物呢？
How do we face such a precious gift?
最好的方法就是再把这个礼物赶快送出去。
So the best thing to do is to give it away.
把压力传给别人。所以我们在这里这段时间在这里了解撒玛利亚的妇人，我们事实上是在学习怎么样把这个得到的礼物呢能够传出去。
So as we study the story about the Jesus and the Samaritan woman, it's a lesson to teach us how to give this precious gift to other people.
事实上是耶稣亲自来示范让我们看见他怎么样把礼物传出去。
So it's an example given by Jesus himself.
是一个一对一的把福音传出去的方法。
It's how to spread the gospel one-on-one.
那这里开始起头讲到说，耶稣知道法利赛人听到他给人施洗，所以他就离开了犹大，要往加利利去。
So the beginning of the story is Jesus know the Pharisees know that he's baptizing and gaining, so he left. to Galilee.
那因为他的时间还没有到，他不能名气弄得太大太响，因为会影响神给他的计划。
Because he's gaining more and more popularities, he knows his time is not yet.
但是他要从犹大要回到他家乡的路上呢，他说他必须经过撒玛利亚。
So as he traveled from Judea to Galilee, he has to pass through the town Samaria.
耶稣因为走路很疲倦，所以来到了一个地方，撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子的那块地。
So as he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
那里有一个井，是他们祖先的名字，取名叫雅各井。他就坐在那个井旁，中午的时间。
So there is a well named after their ancestors called Jacob's well.
当他坐在井旁的时候呢，有一个妇人，撒玛利亚的妇人来那边打水。耶稣降杯下来跟那个妇人说，请你给我水喝。
So Jesus asked her for some water.
那当这样一个接触的时候呢，也就是耶稣就是福音，所以福音接触到人的时候呢，人都会做一种的反应。
So it's how to touch people. And at the beginning, people will have the same reaction.
当福音接触到任何的人，第一个可能产生的反应就是从情绪上产生的反应，他说：“你既然是个犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝呢？”
So the first reaction is our emotions, and she said, "You're a Jew. How can you ask water from a Samaritan woman?"
因为犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是不来往的，犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人。
Because Jewish people don't have a relationship with Samaritans.
但是耶稣说。耶稣没有去处理他的情绪的问题，但是耶稣却对他说，如果你知道上帝要给你的礼物是什么，并且你知道跟你说话的是谁，你一定会向他求，他也会早把活水给你。
So Jesus didn't entertain her feelings, but said, if you know who's talking to you, and who's going to give you this living water.
耶稣没有处理他情绪的问题，但是这个妇人又从另外一个角度来发出第二个问题，她说，你身上没有任何打水的器具，井又那么深，你从哪里可以得水呢？她从她的理智上发出了第二个问题。
So another second question come up. The well is very deep and you don't have anything to draw water.
当福音接触到人的时候，我们也会从理智上发出问题的。接下来他又发出第三个问题，他说，我们的祖宗2000年来都用这口井，你从来没有其他的方法，只有这口井，难道你还有其他方法给我活水吗？所以他提出了意志上的问题，因为他的祖先所塑造的传统使他产生了意志。
So the third question has come out of her well because from their ancestors 2,000 years they've been drinking water out of this well. Now she thinks, do you have a different way?
所以事实上，当福音与人接触的时候，我们都会从我们这个魂的地方，从思想上，从情感上，从意志上，我们会发出问题的。
So when the gospel touches, we all have questions come out of our mind, our heart, and our will.
但是耶稣都没有处理人魂的问题。
But Jesus didn't dealt with the soul problem.
所以我们仔细的留意，耶稣只跟他讲一件事情，就是活水。接下来耶稣就指着这口井说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
So Jesus pointed at the well said, whoever drinks from this, drink this water will get thirst again.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
当时对这个妇人来讲，活水是一个她不真正知道的一件事情。
At the moment, what the living water is, the Samaritan woman does not understand.
但却吸引了她的心。
But it was actually, she was attracted to it.
所以这个妇人 听耶稣反复的讲活水的时候，他终于开始打开了说，先生请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
But as she heard about the living water, she opened her heart and asked Jesus, please give me this living water so I don't have to get thirst and come back to this well again.
所以我们向人传福音的时候，我们不需要在他的魂的地方下花功夫，我们不断把活水这件事情提出来，这个活水的事情会引动他心灵里面的需要。
So when we spread the gospel to people, we don't have to entangle in the things about human soul, but if we keep bringing up this living water, people will be attracted to it.
活水这个字其实一般人不太真的了解。
So living water, most people don't really understand.
所以当你跟人传福音的时候，你告诉他说，我有一个朋友，他可以给你活水。
So when we talk to people about Jesus, we could say, I have a friend, he will give you living water.
你可以告诉他说，你喝世上所有的水，你一定还会再渴的。
So if you drink the water in this world, you'll get thirsty again.
但是如果你喝我的朋友所要给你的那个活水，你就永远不渴。
But if you drink the living water, you will never get thirsty again.
而且我朋友所给你的活水呢，会在你的里面成为泉源，会一直的涌流，涌流，涌流到永生。
And also tell him this water will well up in him to eternal life.
因为这话是出于耶稣的。
Because the word is come out of Jesus.
他的话出来，如果圣灵带领你的时候，他会敲打人的心灵的。
So if the Holy Spirit will knock on the door of your heart.
这个妇人听到耶稣这样的反复的敲打他，他要赐他活水，他终于向耶稣敞开了。
And this Samaritan woman finally opened her heart as she is hearing the living water.
她说，请你把那个水赐给我。
And she said, please give me this living water.
叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
So I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
这是圣灵可以做的事情。
And this is something the Holy Spirit can do.
让人的里面开始产生一种渴望。
To give you the eagerness inside of you.
当人有这样的渴望的时候，耶稣要触摸他一个很重要的地方。
So when people's soul are touched, and Jesus is going to do a different thing.
耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
And she told her, go call your husband and come back.
那个妇人说，我没有丈夫。
And the woman said, I have no husband.
耶稣就说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
But Jesus said, it is true when you said you have no husband.
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true.
当人的心灵向着福音要敞开的时候，耶稣一定要触摸人的一个部分，因为这个部分就是阻挡了上帝恩典的事情。
So when you open your heart to the gospel, and Jesus want to touch one area,
这个就是圣经所讲的罪。
And this area is what we call sin.
耶稣要处理这个部分，才有办法把恩典赐下来。
So we have to deal with this thing before we can receive the grace.
当罪被触摸的时候，是一个不愉快的反应。
So when our sins were confronted, it's not very comfortable.
当耶稣说你去叫你丈夫来的时候，他不舒服的一个反应，说我没有丈夫。
So when Jesus asked her to call her husband, and then she replied, I have no husband.
这是人遇到光的时候就会有这种反应的。
So that's people's reaction when they see light.
但是耶稣直接的必须切入到人的心灵里面。他说：“你说你没有丈夫，你这话是真的。”
But Jesus has dealt with the problem directly. He said, "You don't have. You said you don't have husband, which is true."
但是你已经有五个丈夫。
But you have had five husbands.
你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
The one you have now is not your husband.
弟兄姐妹，当福音触摸到一个人的心灵的时候，他要面对叫这个人面对他自己的罪的时候呢？人会做这样的反应。
So when the gospel reaches us, and then we would have such reactions when it's shine on our sins.
这是一个人非常宝贵的时机。
And this is a precious moment.
因为人当福音的光照进来的时候，他的 灵的里面的良心的部分已经有反应了。
So when the gospel, when the light shined on us, and in our conscience, we have reactions.
这个反应就是福音的起头。
And this is the beginning of the gospel.
所以这个妇人面对耶稣这样的一个对罪的一个光照以后呢，她第一个反应，她说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”
So after realized, and she said, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet."
这句话的意思就是说，耶稣啊，你所说的是真实的，我承认。
So what it means is, Jesus, what you have said is true, and I admit it.
这个就是叫做认罪。
And this is called conviction.
耶稣，我在你的 光的面前，我无所逃避。
So Jesus, in your light, I have no place to hide.
你是先知。
You are a prophet.
你看到我内心的深处。
And you see the darkness inside of me.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个上帝在等候的一个伟大的时刻。
So this is a precious moment God's been waiting for.
我自己回忆我自己过去，当福音的光照进来的时候，我的里面被触动的时候，过去我所发生的一些不讨神喜悦的事情，好像就像荧幕上出现的一幕一幕的就在我面前出现了。
For example, for myself, when I just received the gospel, when the light just shine in my heart, and I can reflect all the past, which is like a scene in the movie.
有些事情是我根本记忆力都已经忘记的事情。
There's some things that happened.That showed in my mind that has been passed a long time ago. I forgot.
我发现我没有地方可以躲避。
And now I realize there's no place to hide.
我的里面非常的痛苦跟忧伤。
And I feel very sad and hurt.
不过我知道我有一个地方有解救的地方。
But I know one place.
因为他说他会赦免我。
Because I know he said he will forgive my sins.
当人的心灵被这样触动的时候。接下来人一定会做一个反应的。
So when people's heart was touched, the next thing they will have such reactions.
这个妇人就说：“我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”
The woman said, "Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jew claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem."
当一个人的灵，特别是在良心的上被触动，再次的发生功用的时候。人的灵一定要找一个敬拜的对象。
So when our spirit was touched, our reaction is we want to worship.
所以这个妇人就开始要问说，到底是在山上礼拜呢，还是在耶路撒冷做礼拜呢，来敬拜这位上帝呢
？So the next question from this woman is, where shall we worship? In this mountain or in Jerusalem?
敬拜的意思就是你必须面对上帝，这个就是敬拜。
So worship is you face God.
当人的心灵被触摸，良心被恢复的时候，人的灵一定要做这样的反应。
So that's a definite reaction when our hearts were touched.
我们有经验看到，亲自看到那些人即将要死亡之前的情况。
So sometimes we might have the experience to see the people before, when they're about to die.
他们的身体已经非常虚弱了。
And they're very weak.
他们甚至呼吸非常的急促。
Sometimes they can't even breathe.
但是他们的灵却开始突然非常的活跃。
But their spirit is very high.
因为这个时候他知道他的灵必须去面对一个永恒的事情。
Because they know their spirit is facing something that's eternal.
许多在要死之前的人都是做这样的反应。
And there are a lot of people have such reactions before they die.
这个妇人她的心灵被触动的时候，她必须寻求我的灵要负责的对象要到哪里去敬拜呢？要去哪里敬拜呢？
So when the spirit of this woman was touched, her reaction comes naturally, said, "Where shall I worship?"
这是福音的起头。
This is the beginning of the good news.
耶稣跟她说：“妇人，你当信我。”
Jesus said, "Believe me, woman."
你当信我。
Needs to believe me.
时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
你们要敬拜，不是在教堂，也不是在庙里。
So you will worship neither in church nor temples.
你的灵是要面对的是这位上帝。
And your spirit will face this God.
你们所拜的，就是撒玛利亚人，你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道。
And then he said, "You Samaritans worship what you do not know, and we worship what we do know."
敬拜这件事情是在所有的人类里面都可以看到它的痕迹的。
So we can see the trace of worship in all human history.
每一个民族都有这种动作的。
Every culture, every background have this worship.
就像今天的北韩，他们也拜的。
Like North Korea, they have worship too.
他们拜他们的独裁者。
They worship their
dictator.
Dictator.
Dictator. 所以每一个地方无神论的地方，你会发现无神论的他一定是把他的领导人物当成神，要大家来拜的。
So if we see, however people say they're atheists, they have worships,
they're
dictators.
有神论无神论其实根本不影响人要拜的这个 愿望。
So it doesn't matter you have belief or not, it cannot diminish your urge to worship.
我注意看北韩的老百姓，他们真的拜他的领导人非常的虔诚的。
So I see the North Korean people are really worship their leaders.
但是他们所拜的他们并不晓得。
But what they worship, they don't know.
这个是按真理来说，他们并不知道你们所拜的是什么。
So this is truth; they don't really know what they worship.
所以耶稣在这里讲了一句很绝对的话，说：“我们所拜的，我们知道。”
But here Jesus said, "We know what we worship."
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
For salvation is from the Jews.
如果一听到这句话，我们不是犹太人，会不会觉得很反感呢？
So sometimes do we have a negative reaction when we heard this sentence?
救恩是从犹太人出来，为什么我们泱泱大国救恩不从我们里面来了？
So the salvation is from Jews. Why is not from us?
有时候我常常问那些在做很虔诚拜的人，我问他说：“你真的知道你在拜什么东西吗？”
So sometimes we go to people that who are really worshiping something, and I would ask them if they know who they worship.
有时候反而这样一问之后，他们就傻眼了。
So most of the time, they just don't know what to say.
我讲的是不同的宗教，我都问过。
So I asked different people from different religious backgrounds.
我用一个很鲁莽的话问说：“你真的知道你在拜什么吗？”
So sometimes I just ask them bluntly, "Do you know who you worship?"
大多数的反应都是愣一下子。
And most people were just dumbfounded.
所以这个是很可悲的现象。
And that's very sad.
大家都以为他们所拜他知道。
Everybody think they know who they worship.
其实他们真的不知道。
But they don't actually know.
耶稣接下来说：“时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。”
And then Jesus said, "Yet a time is coming and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth."For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
我们来思想耶稣所说的救恩是从犹太人出来。
Let's think about what Jesus said. The salvation comes from Jews.
救恩是从犹太人出来，这句话是很绝对的。
So salvation is from Jews is definitely true.
所以有人在这件事情上他会有矛盾的。
So sometimes people don't quite understand this word.
从圣经里面启示出来说，我们的上帝他自己按他自己的方法来做拣选的工作。
So, through revelation, we know that God chose his own people.
就像圣经里面讲，上帝就拣选亚伯拉罕。
It's like the Bible said, God chose Abraham.
事实上，亚伯拉罕那个时代呢，他是在今天的伊拉克。
So, at that time, where Abraham lives is nowadays Iraq.
那是一个人口众多的地方。
It's a very highly populated area.
但是神就单单就拣选这个人亚伯拉罕。
But God chose Abraham.
神直接叫他呼唤他。
God called his name, call him by his name.
并不是因为他行为特别好。
Because he has very good behavior.
或是因为他的学问特别高。
Or he's highly educated.
他也自己不知道为什么神会拣选他。
And he himself, Abraham himself, has no idea why God chose him.
后来神也拣选大卫。
And later God chose David.
所以这个是完全出于神自己自由的决定。
And everything is chosen by God.
但是这个拣选呢，是恩典。
But this chosen one, it's grace.
但是也是责任。
And also responsibility.
如果按今天来看，我们研究一个民族一个民族的历史的时候，你会发现以色列这个民族其实以各个民族来比较的话，它是相当凄惨的一个民族。
So if we look at the history of Israel, their history is actually a very sad history.
犹太人的历史里面，如果你把上帝拿掉的话，他的历史就自然瓦解的。
In Jewish history, if we take God out of it, and then there is no history at all.
为什么这样的民族这么少数的民族必须受那么多凄惨的待遇呢？
Why this group of God chosen people have to suffer so much?
因为这是上帝的拣选。
Because it's God's choice.
所以我们要了解救恩是从犹太人出来的话，我们必须由三方面来了解。
So if we're trying to understand what salvation comes from the Jews means, we have to understand in three areas.
才能够明白为什么上帝拣选他们。
And then we'll understand why God chose Israel.
我们从历史人的历史里面，特别是犹太人的历史，我们就可以明白。
So we'll know something from the Jewish history.
犹太人的历史是一个上帝和他们相处，一起相处，一起生活所记载下来的事情。
So Jewish history actually recorded how God helped them throughout from the beginning to end.
人的眼睛看不见这位上帝。
And you can't see the God with human eyes.
上帝借着这个民族让人在旁边观察的时候看见说，他们跟上帝之间的关系，我们从他们的生活当中我们来认识那个眼睛看不见的上帝。
So however, we can't see God, but we can learn who this God is from the interactions between God and Israel.
就好像我们当中有许多人，你们的父母我并不认识。
So sometimes it's like among us, you don't know the parents.
但是我与你相处一段时间以后呢，你父母的一些模式呢，或者轮廓呢，就慢慢清楚了，我就可以清楚看感觉得到了。
But sometimes when I'm dealing with you, and then after a while, I can see the characters of your parents.
我可以看得出来你的父母是怎么样的教导你。
And I can see how your parents taught you.
你们的家庭的生活大概是什么样一个形式？
Your family environment.
虽然我看眼睛看不见你的父母。
However, I can see your parents.
犹太人就是做这样的事情。
So the Jewish people is actually doing such things.
并且这件事情就成为了历史，写在旧约的里面。
So those histories are recorded in the Old Testament.
所以我们从他的历史里面，我们就可以明白上帝的拣选。
So through the history, we could understand God's elect.
第二件事情，我们从圣经里面所讲的预言，我们可以知道这是出于上帝的拣选。
So second, we can tell it's through the Bible prophecies.
这些预言是由先知写下来的。
So the prophecies was recorded by the prophet.
因为那些先知在写的时候，事情还没有发生，还没有成就。
So when the prophet said such things, it hasn't happened yet.
但是当他的预言应验的时候呢，是100%的应验。我们这样的回过头来确认圣经的真实性。
But when the prophecies were fulfilled 100%, and then we can test the Bible's truth, which is 100%.
圣经里面有许许多多的预言。
There's so many prophecies in the Bible.
今天的历史确认它真的应验了，已经有75%了。
So nowadays already 75% been fulfilled and tested to be true.
而且这个预言的应验，有的是超过上百年的时间才应验的。
So some prophecies was fulfilled over 100 years period time.
所以我们就看见上帝的拣选在预言里面应验了。
So we can see God's elect.Has fulfilled in the prophecies.
第三个的话就是借着这个圣经，圣灵来启示人。
So third one is through Holy Spirit, it will give us revelation.
那这个启示使人能够明白整个圣经的目的在哪里。
So through the revelation could help us to understand the purpose of the Bible.
所以主耶稣说救恩是从犹太人出来的，不是空口说白话。
So that's why God says the salvation is from the Jews.
因为有历史的应验，也有预言的应验，也有启示，所以这三件事情使我们能够知道主耶稣所说的话是有根据的。
We can see through history, through prophecy, and through Holy Spirit, we can know Jesus, what Jesus said is 100% true.
因为这个妇人她是一个撒玛利亚人，她对犹太人是有反感的。
So since the woman is Samaritan, she does not like Jewish people.
但是耶稣让他的心像活水敞开的时候，耶稣把真理要告诉他。
When Jesus opened her heart, and Jesus will give her the living water,
让他能够领受这个恩典。
And then she will be able to receive the saving grace.
所以他告诉他说：“你当信我，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
”So that's why Jesus said, "Believe me, because salvation is from the Jews."
好，接下来耶稣要把这个恩典赏给他的时候，他告诉他说：“神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。”
And then Jesus said, "God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth."
所以我们注意看，耶稣没有在他的魂的地方做花功夫，耶稣只重视的是他的灵。
See, we can see here Jesus did not spend too much time dealing with the soul problem, but straight to the spirit.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为答案，神是灵。
The answer is because God is spirit.
你只有用灵与灵才能够相接触。
You can only worship God in spirit.
当耶稣这样告诉他的时候，这个妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”
So the woman said, "I know the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us."
撒玛利亚人有一部分是犹太人的后裔。
So in Samaritan, there are descendants from the Jewish community.
在耶稣的时代呢，旧约都已经完成了。
So during Jesus' time, all the Old Testaments are already completed.
所以犹太人是遵照旧约的教导。
So Jewish actually obey all the Old Testament.
但是撒玛利亚人呢，他只遵守旧约圣经前面的那五卷书，叫做摩西五经。
But the Samaritans, they only believe in the book of Moses.
所以他们两个的信仰里面是有共同的点上。
So there are common areas between those two beliefs.
这两个信仰都从旧约的那个部分里面知道上帝有一个应许说弥赛亚要来。
So they all know that God promised that he will send the Messiah.
所以这个妇人听了耶稣所说的关乎神的事情的时候，他就想起来有一个应许在他们摩西五经里面讲的那个弥赛亚要来。
So when she talked to Jesus and suddenly remembered in the book of Moses that God will send Messiah.
耶稣用很明白的话说，这和你说话的就是他。
And then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he."
这是整个新约的圣经里面耶稣最直接最明白没有任何含糊的地方表明他的身份。
It's only place that Jesus has declared clearly that he is the Messiah.
我们再来思想一下第一件事情，神是灵，所以不要担心，因为我打错了，所以黑色的印子，神是灵。
So the first thing that's think about again, God is spirit.
所以神是灵的话，我们的灵跟他的灵才有办法相交往。
So God is spirit, so our spirit can have communion with him.
所以耶稣说，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So that's why Jesus said, "Worship God in spirit and in truth."
所以你要认识神的话，你一定必须用你的灵跟他的灵相接触。
So if you want to know God, you have to know him through your spirit.
如果你单单只是像用魂的方法要去接触他，你摸不到他的。
If you want to know him through your soul, you can't.
人每一个人都有灵的。
Everybody has spirit.
我们知道人有灵有魂有体。
We all know we have spirit, soul and body.
人的灵呢，就好像是老鹰的翅膀。
So the spirit of human is just like the eagle wings.
但是我们的灵呢，一生下来的时候呢，好像就被绳子绑起来了。
It feels like our spirit was tightened up ever since we were born.
所以等这个老鹰长大的时候呢，再把那个线剪掉的时候呢，它飞不起来了。
So if you tie up the wings of the eagle when they're little, and then when they're grown up, they can't fly anymore.
我们的灵因为没有真正受过训练，所以我们的灵是没有力气的。
So our spirit before has never been trained, so we have no power.
事实上，我们的体、我们的身体，我们也常常训练的。
So it's same thing like our body, we exercise.
我们去运动，希望能够强壮。
And we exercise, hoping to get stronger.
我们的魂，我们也受过很多的训练。
Our soul, we have exercised too.
我们的思想，我们到学校去受思想的训练。
Our mind, we go to school.
所以有的人思想就很活、很强壮。
Sometimes, and then that's why people have strong mind.
那我们的情感也是在家庭里面受过训练的。
And our heart, like.Been trained in our families.
所以我们知道什么时候该哭，什么时候该笑。
So we know when to laugh and when to cry.
这是我们情感上已经受过训练了。
And these are our feelings.
当然，有的人学得好，有的人学得不是很好。
And sometimes people do good, sometimes people not doing so good.
我们的意志也受过训练。
And our will been trained too.
我们在工作上，我们在社会上。
In our job, in our working environment, in the society.
特别是在军队的里面，你的意志必须受很严格的训练。
And especially in military.
所以我们的体受过训练，我们的魂受过训练。
So our body been trained, our soul's been trained.
并且有专门的方式来训练我们这两个部分。
And also we have specific ways to train them.
那我要问大家，你的灵受过训练吗？
And I want to ask everybody, have you trained your spirit?
你知道怎么样让你的灵受训练，让它能够强壮吗？
And do you know how to train your spirit and make it stronger?
当一个老鹰从小它的翅膀被绑住的时候，你会发现它应该最强壮的，它再也没有功用了。
So we can tell when the eagle wings was tied up when they were little.It's the strongest part of their body, but when they're grown up, they're useless.
你眼睛看得到它的翅膀。
And you can see the wings.
但是它没有什么功用。
But it's useless.
今天大多数的人，他的灵是没有什么力气，没有什么用功用的。
So nowadays, most people, their spirit, there is no use.
耶稣在这里告诉他说，拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So here Jesus said, we have to worship God.In spirit and in truth.
这就是在告诉他说灵怎么样能够活跃起来。
Now it's teaching us how to train our spirit.
所以我们每一个人都有灵的。
We all have spirit.
我们的心灵呢，必须来受圣灵的引导，这个人，我们人的灵才能够强壮起来。
So our spirit needs to be led by Holy Spirit to grow stronger.
如果人不知道受圣灵引导，受其他的灵的引导，是非常非常危险的事情。
So it's very dangerous if your spirit not led by Holy Spirit.
所以有的人到处去拜，他只要管这个事情，这个拜的东西能不能灵验，他就去拜了，这是很危险的事情。
So there's some people among us, they just worship everything.
因为他不是受圣灵的引导。
Because their spirit is not led by Holy Spirit.
往往是被邪灵引导。
And sometimes it's led actually by
evil spirit. 所以邪灵的引导的话，不知道跑到哪里去，他都不知道的。
So sometimes when your spirit led by evil spirit, you don't know where to go.
人受圣灵的引导的时候，你的灵就会活泼，就会强壮，而且会健康的。
So when your spirit led by Holy Spirit, it's alive and it's healthy and it's strong.
不但我们的人的灵要受圣灵的引导，就像耶稣这里说，你必须用心灵来拜他。
And here, as Jesus said, we have to worship God in spirit.
并且要在诚实的里面来拜他。
And also worship Him in truth.
那在英文的话就比较容易明白，就是在真理的里面来拜他。
In English, it's easy. Just we worship Him in truth.
真理就是上帝口里所出的话，也就是今天你手上所拿的圣经。
So what truth is the Word of God, and it's a Bible.
因为只有灵却没有圣经的话，你失去了像一个轨道，你只是走在一条轨道上是非常危险的。
So if we only have spirit, no Word of God, it's very dangerous.
有了圣灵的引导，并且有圣经的话，就像两条轨道，你就会走在一个正确的路上。
So when we have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, it's like we're walking with two legs.
所以为什么我们今年的主题讲到我们要献上祷告的祭，那就是讲到要祷告。
So why our this year's topic is we want to let everybody to pray.
祷告就是让我们的心灵能够校准衔接圣灵。
So prayer actually connect our spirit with the spirit of God.
为什么我们要读圣经？
Why do we need to read the Bible?
因为能够让我们在真理的里面。
Because then we will be in the truth.
所以你从读圣经的时候呢，你在读的时候呢，圣灵就会来引导你。
So as we're reading the Bible, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will come and lead us.
你的心灵必须要谦卑下来。
And we have to humble our hearts.
圣灵才能够带得动你。
And then the Holy Spirit can lead you.
这样的时候就我们就在上帝的话里面受圣灵的引导，就能够来到上帝的面前。
So in God's words, led by Holy Spirit, we can come before God.
我们的灵就可以跟神的灵就相衔接，互相有交通。
And then there will be communion between our spirit and the spirit of God.
所以这位撒玛利亚的妇人，耶稣告诉他：“你要拜吗？你所拜的你不知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。”
So that's why Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "You want to worship, but you don't know who you worship, because the salvation is from Jews."
所以这样的时候，我们一样把福音传给人的时候，我们要用什么方法来传呢？告诉他活水，我们要把圣经的话给他。
So when we're trying to talk people about the good news, how we're going to do it? We're going to tell people about the living water.
我们能够为他祷告。
And we'll pray for them.
带他祷告。
And lead them to prayer.
鼓励他祷告，
and encourage them to pray.
他就能够进到心灵和真理的里面。
And then he will be able to worship God in spirit and in truth.
当他的灵和圣灵一衔接的时候，你的任务就了了。
When their spirit has communion with the Holy Spirit, and your job is done.
这就是人得到救恩的起头。
That's the beginning of receive the saving grace.
弟兄姐妹，我们要尊重上帝的话。
Let us honor God's word.
千万不要轻看圣经。
Don't overlook it.
我们理智以为白纸黑字。
And in our mind, we think it's just words recorded in a book.
但是白纸黑字让圣灵一触摸的时候，他就活了。
But when those letters in the book been touched by the Holy Spirit, it become alive.
当神的话在圣里面进入人的心灵的时候，他就蒙受到拯救了。
So when the word of God in your heart been touched by the Holy Spirit, and you will receive the saving grace.
我们要让人认识的就是这位弥赛亚。
And then we want to introduce people this Messiah.
弥赛亚是希伯来文。
Messiah is
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
基督的话就是希腊文。
And then Christ is Greek.
所以弥赛亚讲的就是耶稣自己说的，我就是他。
So Messiah is what Jesus said, I am he.
怎么在耶稣的身上能够印证他就是弥赛亚呢？
So how can we tell Jesus is the Messiah?
因为在旧约的里面有三种人是必须受膏的，这个受膏这个事就是弥赛亚的意思。
So in Old Testament, there are three kind of people will be anointed. The anointed one means Messiah.
第一个是君王。
The first one's king.
他是来治理管理的。
So the king is to rule.
还有一位是先知。
And then the prophet.
他是替神来说神要说的话。
And the prophet is bring the word of God to people.
第三个要受膏的就是祭司。
And the third one's priest.
他把人的需要带到神的面前。
And will bring people's needs in front of God.
这三个身份完全在耶稣的身上都应验了。
And then Jesus is king, prophet, and priest.
他是君王，他是先知，他是祭司。
He's three in one.
所以他是弥赛亚。
So he is the Messiah.
他是来管理我们的，他是来做我们的主。
So he is a ruler of everyone.
他是先知，他来传神的话。
He's a prophet. He brings God's words to us.
他是先知，他把我们带到神的面前。
He's a priest. He brings us to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，事实上我们传福音不是很难的一件事情。
So sometimes it's not really difficult to spread the gospel.
我们不需要花太多的功夫在人的魂的上面。
We don't need to spend too much time on their soul.
我们常常觉得有困难的时候，是原因我们想在魂的上面想要把 把对方说服。
So sometimes we're trying to talk people into it.
我们常常以为我们要知道很多的丰富的知识，能够把对方变倒了。
So sometimes we even think we need to have a lot of knowledge.
我们要传福音是针对人的灵来传的。
But when we talk to people, we talk to their spirit.
在我们体的部分，我们要谦卑下来。
And we need to be humble.
但是灵的部分，我们要让他认识到你有活，你的灵需要活水。
But in the spirit, we should let them know that their spirit needs the living water.
这个活水怎么样得满足？你要在灵里面来寻求。
So how do you satisfy? You have to seek in the spirit.
当你越多把耶稣介绍给对方的时候，光就会进去的。
So when you introduce Jesus to people, the light will shine on them.
不需要由我们来定罪别人。
So we don't have to do anything.
不需要我们来告诉他说你就是罪人，不需要的。
So we don't need to tell them they're sinners.
你只要介绍耶稣多一点的时候，光就进去多一点。
All we need to do to introduce them who Jesus is, and the light will shine on them.
你可以介绍耶稣在你这个自己真实经历的里面的耶稣给他。
And then you can give them your testimony.
这样耶稣就进去了。
And then Jesus was introduced.
介绍耶稣不是介绍一个道理。
So introduce Jesus is not introduce.
当这个光进去的时候，他就会知道自己在耶稣的面前站立不住。
So when the light shine on them, they will know they cannot stand in front of God.
他的灵，他的良心就会开始有启动。
And their spirit, their conscience will start working.
你接下来就是把神的话仰望圣灵，把神的话带给他。
And then the second step is to bring the word of God to them.
你为他祷告。
And pray for them.
和他一起祷告。
Pray with them.
鼓励他祷告。
Encourage them to pray.
他就会衔接。
And then they will connect.
灵和灵就能够相交。
And then spirit and spirit will have communion.
这是传福音。我们所做的就是一点点而已。
That's the only thing we need to do to spread the gospel.
真正负责任的是圣灵。
The real part that's responsible is the Holy Spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你把你的独生儿子给了我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you gave.As your only son.
这样宝贵的礼物我们愿意传给人。
And such a precious gift we want to let other people know.
主你也亲自示范了让我们知道你怎样把恩典传给人。
And Lord, you have given us example on how to talk to people.
主让我们常常向你祈求。
Lord, help us.
给我们你爱人灵魂的心赏给我们。
And give us the loving heart.
让我们也愿意把这样的福分能够传给我们周围的人。
And give us this grace that we can give to others.
人的心渴望得着活水。
And everybody's heart is eager for this living water.
让我们带着你的光到人的面前。
Help us go before other people in your light.
让我们肯把这救恩分享给别人。
Help us willingly to share the good news to other people.
向人诉说你在我们生命中所做的美好的事情。
To proclaim the good deeds you have done for us in our lives.
让人能够感受到你的同在。
And help us to feel your existence.
愿施恩的灵借着我们能够把你的话传给人。
Help us, Holy Spirit.
让人同享福音的好处。
Let other people know the saving grace.
给我们勇气。
Give us courage.
跨出自己的舒服的地区。
And then get out of our comfort circle.
为着你的福音，把最好的能够传递出去。
And for your sake, to bring the good news to other people.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.